We are discussing another question, the laws of Nida. The halakha says that the lady has to, of course, count 7 days. She needs 7 clean days. And then after the 7th day, after sunset, she goes to the mikveh. The question is, going to the mikveh on the 7th day early, before sunset. So it's clear again, according to the halakha, that this is not something that is permissible lechatechila. We don't say to somebody, yeah, no problem, go before sunset. Clearly the halakha says that one must wait until after the Shekiah in order to go to the mikveh. The question would be, if a lady went bidi'abad, let's say. Bidi'abad, she went to the mikveh on the 7th day, a little early before sunset. Is the tevilah valid? So Maran and Shulchan Aruch clearly writes that bidi'abad, if she went to the mikveh, bidi'abad, if she went to the mikveh on the 7th day, and of course she didn't see anything after that, but the abad tevila is keshera. But of course, if a lady comes to ask us, we don't tell her to go during the 7th day. However, there's some excruciating examples that the halakha finds a dispensation. For example, in a case where the mikveh is very far out of the town, and it's Erev Shabbat, and if the lady's going to go to the mikveh on Friday night, she won't be able to get home. So they allow the poor scheme to go to the mikveh a little earlier, and then she can drive home. But the poor scheme clearly write that she should not be in the same house with her husband, because she has to wait till after sunset until she becomes legal to her husband. So therefore, the husband has to see to it that he's not in the house. For example, he went to Bet Knesset already, or things like that. So these are scenarios where there would be a leniency, like Acham Avigdor writes in Tara Tabayit and Tav Tzadi Bet. Aval, b'yom ha-shvi'i d'sfirata, on the 7th day of the Sefirah, afilu b'mkom ones, lo titbol b'yom. Even if she has an excruciating ones, she shouldn't really dip in the day, u'b'sh'at ha-da'ak yesh le'atir. So you have to know exactly what he means b'sh'at ha-dahak. But clearly he writes, be'ofen shelo tashuv le'beta artzit ha-kochavim. She shouldn't return back to the house even till after tzit. So this is a very, very important halakhaya. This doesn't mean, let's say, a person has to catch a flight. They're going away on a vacation. And the lady's flight with the husband is, at 6 o'clock. So she wants to go to the mikveh. She has to go to the mikveh that night. So she can't, she's flying. So she wants to go to the mikveh at 3, and then her and husband to go fly to their vacation. This was not, Chama Vidya was not talking about this. First of all, how could she go to the mikveh and be with her husband together before sunset, before Sittik HaKavim? And if that considered Shat HaDa'at, because they have a flight to catch, so that everybody that's going to have any excuse because of convenience, you're going to turn convenience into Shat HaDa'at. So again, here's another example where there's an abuse of halakha, where although there's a leniency, and the leniency is in the case of Sha'at HaDahak, but we cannot turn Sha'at HaDahak into like a tahila. Because I'm eating by somebody's house, and I want to go home before Shabbat, because I want to put on my lipstick, and therefore I want to get home before Shabbat so I can comb my hair and whatever it is. So that's not Sha'at HaDahak anymore. So again, it's a halakha that needs to be, every case has to be asked to the rabbi in this case, to know if really a lady can be lenient to go before or not. Maybe in a case where there would be sakana at night or something like that. That has to be analyzed. But clearly, again, the halakha does have a dispensation if a lady went already before, so the tevilah is good b'di'abad. But the question is to make a policy that we allow all ladies to go to the mikveh before sunset on a Friday night. So that's again a policy that's against the halakha. If the policy of the mikveh is b'sha'at ad-dahak with a heter from the Rav, we allow it. That's following Chabad's opinion. But to turn Sha'at ad-dahak into a lekatayla policy, where everybody now just says, okay, you know what? Why should I wait till after Shabbat? I'll go during the day. It's easy. Of course it's easy. We know that. But Halakha didn't give this leniency to make it easy. It gave a case where, like we said, the mikveh was out of town and things like that, or sakana or something like that. So therefore, again, one should always know what the law is and not take advantage of the law. All these halakhot are very well documented in Taharat HaBayit, in Chedek Bet, starting on the Tatsadi Bet, and on in the footnotes.